It's time to save the galaxy. And dance like nobody's watching. Except, well, everybody actually is.
You two were like watching two heavyweight champions, like in the ring, the 12th round, fighting it out. It's amazing. Amazing to watch you two. Yes.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 10th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Street Outlaws Fastest in America star Ryan Fellows died in a fiery crash this weekend while filming a race for Discovery's racing competition show. He was 41. According to TMZ, the crash occurred outside Las Vegas early Sunday morning. Fellows was racing another driver in the eighth of nine races planned for that night. Fellows somehow lost control of his car, which rolled and caught fire. Onlookers were unable to get him out of the car in time. An unidentified person threw an explosive device toward the set of Justified Primeval during production in the South Loop neighborhood of Chicago on Monday night. The Chicago Police Department told EW that the object did not explode and no injuries were reported. FX did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. The incident comes 3 weeks after the series halted production when two non-production drivers engaged in a gunfight and smashed through barricades set up for the show. No one was injured, but the cast and crew, including star Timothy Olyphant, hit the ground and took cover during the incident. Looks like Terry Silver just bought himself a champion. With only 1 month to go before the season 5 premiere of Cobra Kai, Netflix has released 10 new images from the upcoming episodes, one of which confirms the hopes and dreams of Karate Kid fans everywhere, the return of Mike Barnes, aka the sadistic karate bully Terry Silver hired to terrorize and pulverize Daniel LaRusso in The Karate Kid Part 3. Fans have been anxiously awaiting Barnes' return ever since the end of Cobra Kai Season 4, which saw Silver wrest control of the Cobra Kai dojo from sensei John Kreese, who he conveniently framed for attempted murder. You can check out all of those images at EW.com. Cobra Kai Season 5 premieres Friday, September 9th on Netflix. And live from the Emmy stage, it's Kenan Thompson. The TV Academy and NBC announced Tuesday that the 44-year-old comedian and actor will MC the upcoming event, making him the latest in a long line of SNL personalities who've presided over the award show, including Michael Che, Colin Jost, Andy Samberg, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon in recent years. The 74th Emmy Awards will air Monday, September 12th on NBC. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. There are three very simple words in the English language that, when put together, they can mean so much. And no, I don't mean I love you, though I do. But we're talking about I Am Groot. And you'll be hearing that phrase quite a bit because the premiere of I Am Groot is our number three pick. The new series of animated shorts debuts today on Disney Plus, and they star the one and only Baby Groot, a tree-like being who you know as a main member of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, in this new show, he'll venture to faraway places, make new friends, and get into some rambunctious behavior, all while reciting his favorite and only catchphrase, "I am Groot." Here's a preview. We will see Groot have a dance party, wear a dress made of leaves, and detonate some serious explosives. Lots of adventure for one tiny little tree. Watch I Am Groot, all 5 episodes, streaming now on Disney+. It's trivia time. Vin Diesel voices the iconic Groot in both the Guardians of the Galaxy films and had a pretty simple task of saying just one line for the character, or so we thought. Even though Groot only ever says, "I am Groot," Diesel was tasked with adding emotion to the phrase to differentiate what the character was feeling in each scene and had to record the phrase over and over again. So, how many times did Diesel have to record the line, "I am Groot," for the films? 250 to 350, 500 to 750, or more than 1,000 times? Stick around for the answer. It's time to take the stage with our number two pick today, the season finale of So You Think You Can Dance. After a shakeup at the judges' table early on in the season, Twitch, JoJo Siwa, and Leah Remini will help decide America's favorite dancer tonight when Keaton and Alexis face off. Now, the duo started off as partners and in the first round performed a stunning contemporary routine that JoJo called the best dance she'd ever seen. They followed that up with a steamy cha-cha routine before the partners were shaken up. But last week, they reunited to light up the stage with an energetic Bollywood routine. Let's listen back to the judges' reaction to that one.
Oh my God. Let me just say that this is one of those dances that you, I'm guessing, are very thankful you never, ever have to do again because it is very hard, very stamina heavy. It's a tricky number. However, this, I saw a different side of both of you. When you guys, and you were both laughing and you were having a good time. And I loved to see that from you both tonight. I really, really did. Twitch.
Yeah, I know the knees and the thighs is screaming right now. But honestly, for such good reason, because also, Nicole, it's great to have you back, by the way. Welcome back, man. And secondly, how well of a job you did, not only instilling joy, but honoring the culture that you got to do right now. And the attention to detail and the energy and the joy that you put to it to honor that culture on this stage. So thank you very much for that. Absolutely.
Leah.
Yeah, I agree with what they both said. And, you know, it does say a lot about your stamina because, like, after the lift, you know, the side by side, it was just full energy. It was full out. You two were, like, watching two heavyweight champions, like, in the ring, the 12th round, fighting it out. It's amazing. Amazing to watch you two. Yes.
Not gonna lie, I cannot wait to see these champs fight it out on the dance floor, along with, of course, a performance from the entire top 12. It all starts tonight at 9 on Fox. And by the way, during a recent So You Think You Can Dance commercial break, host Kat Dealey and judges JoJo Siwa, Leah Remini, and Steven Twitch Boss gave us their thoughts on a really important question. What you watching?
What are you watching these days?
Me?
Yeah.
It's a show. You guys probably haven't heard of it.
Go on. What's
up? But I watch a show called So You Think You Can Dance.
Excellent.
Occasionally, I'll get a Chicago PD in there.
Nice.
Occasionally,
nice.
But
yeah.
Every night, So You Think You Can Dance. Reruns, new episodes, anything.
That's fire.
Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I heard you can also, I heard you can find those on Hulu, actually.
No, way.
That is. Yeah, that's what
I
know.
Wow.
Just the same.
Excellent. Excellent. What are you watching?
Let's see. Yo, I'm watching Hacks.
Yes.
Excellent. Watching The Flight Attendant. And Kat, we have kids. Kids shows, we got Bluey on.
My favorite.
Oh, y'all know about Bluey? I know about that.
Mom!
Yeah. Yeah. And then also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Let's get it. Classic. Leah.
Housewives of New York, Housewives of New Jersey. Below Deck, Everyone.
Yeah.
Well, every reality show, basically. How much time do we have?
We can take as long as we
want. Oh, okay. Also, I watch... I'm kidding.
Also, I was going to say, Atlanta, by the way.
Right.
You know what I saw? It's not a TV show, but recently I saw a movie. I was dying to see it. Elvis, the Baz Luhrmann.
So good.
How good is that film? I took my mom to see it with me and my sister-in-law,
amazing,
and
right?
We had a... it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm watching it again and again.
Come
on, lip.
I can only do it one way.
So many good choices right there. And you can check out that full video of their TV confab at ew.com/WTW. All right, don't go anywhere, folks. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch, we'll be right back.
No one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Going into the third and final season of Netflix's teen supernatural series Lock and Key, today's number one pick, the Locke family seems to be in a good spot. They defeated their enemy Dodge and averted a demon apocalypse, but the threat isn't totally gone. Readers of the original Lock and Key comic series by writer Joe Hill and artist Gabrielle Rodriguez know that this world has a deep history dating back to the time of the American Revolution. And that history comes into play this season because there is a time travel key now. So British soldier Frederick Gideon, the first person to discover the demon dimension, is now in the present to menace our favorite characters. Here is a preview.
I'd say we're doing pretty great. Dodge is gone. We haven't heard anything from Eden. Things are finally kind of normal.
This is insane. There's a time travel key?
I broke down the barrier between our world and a world far greater. And it was at that place that I merged with something of unspeakable power.
What's happening?
He's here.
Each key that I possess makes a portal larger. The end of this world is upon us.
The end of the series, the end of the world, a little double entendre to leave you with there. See how it all ends on the final season of Lock and Key, streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. How many times did Vin Diesel record the line, "I am Groot," for the Guardians of the Galaxy films? 250 to 350? 500 to 750? Or more than 1,000? Well, according to Diesel himself, the answer is Over 1,000. Diesel recorded the line in multiple languages, Russian, Mandarin, German, French, Spanish, and Portuguese, so that his voice could be used for the film's release around the world. And of course, he had to say it with all those different emotions. Director James Gunn and Diesel had a special Groot version of the script for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 that translated all of Groot's lines into English, giving Diesel the tools he needed to portray those different emotions within the one line, "I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot." Just a couple versions there for you. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Christian Holub, written and produced by Ashley Boucher, edited by Lauren Klein, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.